You're listening to SBS News.
Israel and the Palestinians have both expressed disappointment at the Australian government's decision to recognise West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced his government will recognise East Jerusalem as the Palestinian capital if a settlement on a two-state solution is reached. He says the government would only consider moving Australia's Israeli embassy from Tel Aviv to West Jerusalem at that time. Israeli Minister for Regional Cooperation, Zaki Hanegbi, says Mr. Morrison is wrong to label only West Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
We were pleased to hear it has an interest to clarify its recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But unfortunately, with this positive message, they made a mistake. There's no separation of the east and the west of the city. Jerusalem is one, unified. Israel's control of it is eternal. It's impossible to divide our sovereignty, and we hope that Australia will soon find a way to fix the mistake it made.
Israel captured East Jerusalem from the Palestinians in the 1967 war and later annexed it in a move not recognised internationally. Palestinians want East Jerusalem to be the capital of the state they hope to establish, along with the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. But the co-chief executive of the Executive Council of the Australian Jury, Peter Wertheim, says the Australian government has already indicated it could also recognise parts of East Jerusalem as Israel's capital in the future.
The Prime Minister then went on to say that the Australian government would expect that at some future time, when a Palestinian state is established, the Palestinian capital would be located in East Jerusalem. And he emphasised in East Jerusalem. In other words, it would not necessarily comprise the whole of the eastern and other parts of the city that Israel captured during the 1967 war. It would be in that part of the city, meaning that he did allow explicitly for parts of what people generally refer to as East Jerusalem being incorporated into Israel as part of a future peace deal.
The Palestinians say the Australian government's new position is irresponsible and will have a negative impact on the dynamics of the region. Senior Palestinian official Nabil Shaath says Scott Morrison and his government need to find a more balanced approach.
The changes he's made are not sufficient. If he wants to touch this very, very sensitive issue, it'll have to be very clear. There will be two capitals in Jerusalem, a capital for the state of Israel in West Jerusalem, and East Jerusalem will be the capital of the state of Palestine. Short of that, there is a total lack of balance.
The Palestinians' representative in Australia could not be reached for comment. The Arab League has released a statement saying recognising West Jerusalem as Israel's capital while ignoring recognition of East Jerusalem as the Palestinian capital shows what it calls a glaring bias towards Israel. Malaysia's Prime Minister has also strongly condemned the Australian government's decision. Dr. Mahathir Mohamad says Australia should not be making judgments over land that is not its own.
Jerusalem should remain as it is now and not the capital of Israel. Of course, according to the Australian, eventually West Jerusalem should be the capital of Israel and East Jerusalem should be the capital of Palestine. But for outside countries to impose conditions and to tell people what to do with their own countries, that is not acceptable.
In Australia, the opposition says it would reverse the government's unilateral recognition of West Jerusalem as Israel's capital if it won the next election. Labor Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong says recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital can only be done after a two-state solution is reached. She says the move also creates broader tension internationally.
Continues to present risks to Australia's relationships in the world and with the region. And for what? Let's be very clear about why this decision has been made. This is Scott Morrison trying to dig himself out of a hole of his own making. That's what this is about, and that is not how you run foreign policy. You don't put your domestic political interests above Australia's national interest, and that is what this government has done.
Tara Guzzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.